All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Wednesday, November 10th. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader and every morning I sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. And joining me is my head coach, Mark Hodge, who has 24 years of trading experience. And together, we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So let's take a look at what the markets did yesterday. Mark, take a look at this. Yesterday, a down day.
They finally did it. The markets finally had a down day. S&P snapped an eight-day winning streak, so little bit of a drop. Not a big one, though.
No, I mean, it was 0.3%. The NASDAQ was down 0.7%, so a little bit more there. And the Dow also 0.3%. So this is not a whole lot. But it's important what happens today. And today, all eyes are on the CPI report. Let's talk about this here for a moment.
Sure. So CPI for October was published at 8:30 Eastern time. And CPI, if we look at the economic calendar, we do see that CPI came in a little higher than expected. So 0.5% versus 0.4 expectation. Core CPI up 0.4, double what was expected of 0.2. So this measures a basket of goods. To compare costs for various consumer goods and services, to let individuals or let people know price increases for the consumer. So it can include transportation, food, rent, haircuts, medical care, etc. And it's coming in higher. So
yeah, prices and this is significant because this is the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation. And I mean, it's been going up and the Fed has said, well, inflation, it's transitory. But I mean, how long is transitory? I mean, they already said it will be well into next year. But here's the challenge. If inflation keeps higher, Mark, how do you fight inflation? What does the Fed need to do to get inflation under control again?
Raise interest rates.
And this is bad for the markets, especially for growth stocks. So this is when the NASDAQ will go down. So this is where everybody says, oh, what's going on here? Now, let's just talk about the CPI for one moment, because it's a super manual process to calculate it. Do you know how this is calculated? It's kind of crazy, the CPI.
I'm not familiar with the exact calculation, Marcus.
They're measuring, how much more expensive is it, the cost of living? So they determined 80,000 items. 80,000 items are included. And each month, data collectors from the Bureau of Labor of Statistics, they visit websites or they call businesses or they actually visit businesses to get these prices. So yes, every month they're gathering prices of 80,000 items. Super manual process. Who knew? Wow. But this is what's still going on there. And
didn't know.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. So let's see how the markets are reacting to this here this morning. So we are pointing to a lower opening. So here is the E-mini S&P down 0.3%. Let's switch to a 5-minute chart. And here we see the reaction to the CPI data. The initial reaction going down, but not right now, bouncing back, it seems, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a bounce back. Futures still point to a lower start. You mentioned growth stocks, and this is where we are seeing a little more pressure on NASDAQ futures compared to the E-mini Dow futures. So NASDAQ down a little bit more, 0.7% versus 0.2%, you could say, for the Dow. So a little more heat on the NASDAQ with this CPI number. The 10-year yield also higher after the report.
Yeah, let's take a look at the 10-year yield here really quick. So, I mean, it's not crazy if you're looking at a daily chart. I mean, we were trading much, much higher at as high as 1.7. Sure. And right now we're even below 1.5. So it's not really that dramatic because, yeah, as you said, I mean, it came in a little bit higher, but not too bad. I mean, it's not like the sky is falling here, right? So that's what we are seeing. All right. Let's talk about a few individual stocks because, oh boy, there is a lot going on this morning. And I think the stock that everybody is talking about is Tesla. Tesla yesterday down 12%. And this was following the previous day where Tesla was already down after Elon Musk said he is selling 10% of his shares, that this is what he's intending to do. And he did this through a Twitter poll. So it's kind of crazy, right? In free market, we're down 1.6%. Tesla, Tesla, Tesla.
And this is interesting too, because yesterday we opened slightly higher, right? So it seemed like the impact of those shares being sold or the tweet had been eliminated or was muted, but it continued to slide throughout the day. Now, it was the worst slide in 14 months, the worst two-day slide. But there was also more reports and news that current and former board members, including Chairwoman Robin Denholm, Elon Musk's brother, Kimball Musk, and others, have offloaded hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Tesla since October 28th, after Tesla surpassed a market cap of $1 trillion. So I think that it's fair to say that board members and stock owners are going to take profits, especially when the stock's doing really, really well. So what better time to take profits and to sell some shares than when it's surpassed a $1 trillion market cap and is trading at record high? So that's no surprise, but sometimes you start to see insider selling and traders do get a little concerned.
Yeah, and we have talked about it. I mean, this year is normal trading, so that's fine. So Tesla is moving higher, it's okay. Whenever we see parabolic moves, and it doesn't matter whether we see it on a stock, whether we see it on a cryptocurrency, whether we see it in the real estate market or wherever, whenever there are these parabolic moves, it usually is followed by a meltdown. And this meltdown is caused by, number one, people who are right now taking profits. So there's some selling pressure there. Then number two, this is where these days some of the algorithmic trading programs are kicking in and see that, oh my gosh, there's some selling pressure. We should sell, sell, sell. And especially if you look at some key numbers here, like a moving average, right? And I mean, here the 50 moving average, of course, this is not yet in danger, but shorter term moving averages like 3-day moving average, 9-day moving average, or whatever other indicators these algorithmic trading systems are using. Yeah, this is where what goes up must come down often. And this is what we see here in Tesla.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, since we're talking about electric vehicles, I think we have to talk about this IPO, Rivian Automotive. R-I-V-N is the ticker.
Yes. So, I mean, R-I-V-N, it's not yet traded. It starts trading today. So we have a blank sheet today. So Rivian will start its IPO today. And did you see the prices? It's crazy.
Yeah, so it was expected to be priced at 72 to 74 in that range, but it actually was priced at $78 a share. This would raise a whopping $11.9 billion for the biggest share sale of 2022. The market cap of over $66 billion, Rivian would be basically on par with NIO, but way bigger than Honda, bigger than Ferrari. Now, it's almost as much as Ford's market cap, which is $79 billion, and General Motors' market cap, which is $85 billion. In fact, Ford owns 10% of Rivian, so like that's huge for Ford. They have a stake worth $8 billion, or basically 10% of their own market cap in this EV company that hasn't even made any money.
Yeah. Well, they are delivering vehicles already, right? So they started delivering vehicles mainly to their employees, and they are planning to deliver 1,500 vehicles this year, and the next year ramp it up to 150,000. But here's the really cool thing. Did you see that in the IPO, they had to include a patent infringement? So the war between Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk continues. I mean, they already have this this competition going on with going to space, Blue Origin, and also SpaceX. And now here, Tesla has sued Rivian and said that they are infringing on patents. And I mean, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, they're a big stakeholder in Rivian. So there's some more of the rivalry going on.
They own 22.4%, so a little more than Ford, and that could be interesting. Tesla might take a bigger aim at Rivian as a potential market threat, but also with that rivalry.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else going on, because we have quite a few stocks that are moving here this morning. I mean, Roblox. Got to talk about Roblox, RBLX. I mean, yesterday, up 42%. I mean, that's kind of crazy, right?
Huge, huge move for the video game company after reporting impressive third quarter results. Bookings grew 28% year over year. Revenue came in a little bit better. Just, you know, really solid move there, down a little bit today, but what, 4% compared to that huge jump.
PayPal, got to talk about PayPal also. PayPal just having a rough time. If you look here at a weekly chart, we see that pretty much since July, PayPal has been sliding here. So yesterday also down 10%. This morning pre-market, down another 1%.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, done a deep dive, or have not done a deep dive with PayPal and what's going on here. But it's so interesting to see they announced the Pins deal, had a huge slide, or they didn't announce, there was news that there was a Pins deal. And then that news came out and said, nope, that's not going to happen. And it's continued to slide. It seems like that just stirred the pot and it's got worse.
Yeah. All right, what else? We have yesterday... AMC Entertainment. So yesterday also down 11%, but for a stock like AMC, that's nothing. If you go out on a weekly chart, I mean, a move of 11%, look at this, you basically notice it because it's almost normal here. But AMC also reported earnings. Did you see what happened there?
Yeah, they posted a third quarter loss that was narrower than expected, and the CEO said there's still pandemic challenges ahead for the company. So taking a little bit of a drop yesterday and down 2.5% this morning.
Yeah, crazy. Okay, Hood. Got to talk about Hood. Robin Hood. I mean, they are yesterday lower 3.3%. This morning pre-market down another 1.7% because they announced a data security breach that affected 7 million customers. I mean, that's not good, right? When a brokerage where you have your money says, oh, well, we had a data breach and yes, your information was stolen. You're wondering what all is stolen. And because when you open a trading account, you have to provide your social security number and a lot of very personal information here. So that's a little bit concerning, don't you think?
Sure. And they said that the breach, they obtained access to a limited amount of personal information for a portion of Robinhood's customers, but just one more thing that Robinhood has to deal with right now.
They just have a rough time. I mean, ever since their IPO, we see this IPO where at first they skyrocketed higher, and ever since they have been sliding. So, I mean, they're right now trading below their IPO, the opening price of the IPO here. So, I mean, we'll see what happens to Rivian today. This will be interesting this is where I think Amazon said that they are planning to buy more shares today to boost actually the IPO. But let's see. So this definitely is something that we'll be following very, very closely here.
There's Coinbase too, Marcus.
Yeah, Coinbase. Coinbase has been doing well. If you look at the weekly chart here, so they had the initial IPO way up here, started sliding, now recovering a little bit, but pre-market, they are down 7.4% here today.
Yeah, they reported earnings with revenue missing analyst expectations, saying monthly active transactions were lower from the previous quarter, but up from the prior year. And this also, it really has a lot to do with Bitcoin, right? Because we're looking at the previous quarter where Bitcoin wasn't really trading as actively. And that type of, you know, digital asset, what they make their money on. So right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is where we have to look at where Bitcoin wasn't making new all-time highs. Right now, Bitcoin and Ethereum, cryptos are on fire, making new all-time highs. So it should be better for Coinbase, but this morning they are down heavily. Anyhow, so lots of craziness going on, and we stay away from these crazy stocks, but we also have some really cool stocks that we are trading. And we need to jump in to our Zoom meeting with our mastermind members right now. We were trading the whole week, so we got to do this. Hope that you enjoyed this morning's stock market update. We'll link to a few videos here in the description if you would like to learn more of how exactly we are trading the markets. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning in the stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.